Wednesday could mark the beginning of a new chapter for the city of Milwaukee's beleaguered health department. For months, a cloud has hung over the agency. In January, news broke that its once-touted childhood lead contamination prevention program was grossly mismanaged. A heartbeat later, Health Commissioner Bevin Baker resigned. On Wednesday morning, the Milwaukee Common Council will vote on a replacement. Based on the candidate's reception at a committee meeting Tuesday, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz says her prospects appear bright.
The Public Safety and Health Committee held a special meeting to talk with the likely new leader of the Milwaukee Health Department. But before Dr. Jeanette Kowalik addressed them, Dr. Patricia McManus spoke. She became Milwaukee's interim health commissioner last February. Just weeks earlier, Bevin Baker stepped down. That's when it became public that children who tested high for lead contamination didn't receive proper follow-up from the department. In the weeks and months that followed, other problems came to light, including with the city's lead paint abatement program. Yesterday, Interim Commissioner McManus candidly shared her assessment of the state of the health department since she stepped in.
I had a pretty good idea, but even I had no idea what I was walking into.
McManus added that she took on its leadership strictly out of duty, not desire. In contrast, the finalist for the job of commissioner, Dr. Jeanette Kowalik, told Alderman she felt she was called home to take on the role.
I was born and raised in Milwaukee. I overcame poverty and challenges associated with being a woman of color in this city. I was a single parent that used health department resources such as WIC, the state's welfare works program, and Section 8 housing. Education and progressive employment enabled me to achieve my life purpose to serve as Milwaukee's next commissioner of health.
Kowalik earned a PhD in health sciences from UWM. She's currently an associate director for the Association of Maternal and Child Health in Washington, D.C. During Tuesday's committee meeting, Kowalik fired off strategies to tackle everything from childhood lead poisoning to employee morale within the health department.
My strategic priorities are, one, governance and accountability, public health workforce development, and restoring confidence in programs and services.
And Kowalik says she wants to create a board of health
comprised of community and clinical representatives. I envision all Board of Health members will be required to not only complete initial health equity training, but dismantling racism will be integrated into the board's approach for overseeing the health department to ensure services and opportunities are equitable, thus reducing health disparities.
There's ever-growing concern that discrimination has figured into dysfunction within the health department and into its delivery of services to the community. Alderwoman Shantia Lewis served on the Health Commissioner Selection Committee and applauds Kowalik for speaking openly about the issue.
To not be afraid to tackle the racism thing, to say we need to deal with equity and trauma as a systemic thing, number one, but as an issue that we have to tackle in order to deal with the symptoms. Let's get down to the root of the cause.
Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton says he doesn't doubt Kowalik's qualifications, but says putting the health department back on the right track will take a coordinated team effort.
Because I'm telling you now that with this council, there is an unwillingness to go back to an era of not understanding and not having transparency and not being able to see what it is that needs to happen and how to bring a team atmosphere to what it is that we're trying to accomplish.
Kowalik didn't falter. She pledged to be both accountable and transparent.
I have to have the ability to be able to provide the facts, provide them on a timely basis, to eliminate or reduce any red tape to you knowing what's happening so that the community also is not guessing what's happening in the department. There's no way that the first time you learn about something going on in your health department is through the Journal Sentinel. That's unacceptable.
Committee Chair Bob Donovan asked for additional assurances.
That you intend on having a smooth transition and that you intend on working with Commissioner McManus for that transition period, and also that you'll come back to this committee in a timely manner with an action plan as to precisely how we turn this ship around and get it headed in the right direction.
Kowalik says she's already drafted one and will present a more polished version within 30 days of her appointment. She seemed to anticipate what Donovan said next.
I should point out that tomorrow I will be introducing legislation creating the position of Inspector General for the Milwaukee Health Department.
I'm very thrilled to hear that.
Tuesday's Safety and Health Committee meeting was probably the most lighthearted discussion around Milwaukee Health Department issues in months.
Well, now I need you to talk to my colleagues to urge them to support it. And get your PR person on that
job. The committee unanimously approved Kowalik, and the Common Council is slated to consider her appointment to the post today. Kowalik has Mayor Barrett's support, but the true test of her mettle will come if Kowalik indeed becomes health commissioner.
All right. Thank you for your time. Mm-hmm.
Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.